我们今天讲箴言书的第三章的第一节到第十节。
Today we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 through 10.
那这今天晚上所要讲的是什么呢？我们前面一直在讲所谓有关智慧。
So, we have been talking about wisdom.
那么前面讲到了什么？敬畏耶和华就是智慧，顺服耶和华就是智慧。
So we saw before, wisdom, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
因为耶和华神就是智慧本身。
Because God himself is wisdom.
那么今天我们要讲的是什么呢？讲到了智慧就是认定耶和华是神。
Wisdom is to acknowledge God as God.
好，那我们今天看第一节经文。
First one.
和第二节经文。
My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments for the length of days and years of life, and peace they will add to you.
我儿，不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命，因为它必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
我们看这节经文哈，他说我儿
，My son，
又是在叫他的孩子哈，我儿。看我，看我，看我，这个意思，要他注意。
To his son, telling him to pay attention.
他首先说，不要忘记我的法则。
Do not forget my teaching.
而且要你心要谨守我的诫命。
But let your heart keep my commandments.
我们当读到我们今天这些经文，这十节经文。
In the 10 verses that we'll be looking at today.
都是一一对应的，原因和结果。
They all follow the same structure of cause and effect.
一个原因带一个结果，一个原因带一个结果。
A certain cause will lead to a certain outcome.
第一节是原因，第二节是结果。
The first verse will be the cause, and the second one will give you the consequence.
他这个爸爸首先告诉他，你不要做两件事情。
The father first says to his son, do not do these two things.
就是爸爸教训他的话呢，他不要忘记了。
He needs to remember his father's teachings.
必须得记住。
He can't forget them.
不但要记住怎么样，还要去照着去行，照着去做。
Not only must he remember them, but he must do according to his father's teachings.
好了，如果儿子做到了这件事情，就是不忘记，还要去遵行他父亲的教训的话。
If the son remembers and follows what his father teaches him,
就带来一个结果。
It will lead to a certain outcome.
他的结果是什么呢？就他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
The outcome is given in verse 2, for the length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you.
那这里边讲到了，不是单单的讲长寿哦。
This doesn't just mean he's gonna like live a long time.
还有平安。
It's also peace.
所以你又年岁而延长，然后你这个生活当中又有平安和喜乐。
So it means that he will be able to live a long time and to live in peace.
所以这里边呢，他讲到了说，他要给你将年日长久，生命的年数加给你。
So it says that the length of days, years of life, and peace will be added to the son.
那这里这个他指的是什么呢？是什么使他的年日长寿呢？
So what does the they refer to?
这里指的就是那个法则，那个诫命。
The commandments, the teaching, from verse 1.
所以这个呢是非常非常合理的一个，非常合逻辑的一个说法。
It's a very logical way to...Explain this teaching.
为什么说是合乎逻辑的呢？
Why do we say that?
我们都知道，这个法则也好，这个诫命也好，就是上帝所设立的法则。
Because the teaching and the commandments of the Father are teachings and commandments that God has first established.
不是我们个人，你设立了什么法则？
It's not, you know, the Father himself who made up all this.
嗯哼。所以呢，我们看到了上帝当创造这个世界的时候
，So God when He created the world，
他就把这些原则、这些法则、这些诫命放在这个世界当中。
He created the world with specific principles and laws and an order，
让我们去遵守
，For us to follow。
那么我们举个例子，大家就明白了。
Here's an example。
弟，问你一个问题：太阳 绕着地球转还是地球绕着太阳转、
Does the sun orbit around the earth or does the earth orbit around the sun?
为啥？是上帝让它这样转的。
God has ordained that the earth orbit around the sun.、
这个地球能不能说算了我不要你转我要着别人转
Can the earth say one day, no, I don't want to orbit around you, I'll find someone else?
不行的这是上帝所设立的法则和诫命、
no. It's a law that God has established.
好了举个简单的有一天这个太阳突然说
Let's say the sun one day says,
我不想和地球，我想离地球远一点。
I don't want anything to do with the earth anymore.
可不可以？
Can the sun do that? No.
不可以。如果它要离地球远的话，这个地球就不存在了。
If the sun decides to leave the earth, then the earth will not be able to continue to exist.
所以这个诫命也好，这个法则也好。是上帝设立的，人不能改。
These teachings and commandments have been established by God. We cannot change them.
如果大家都遵守这个诫命和法则呢，大家就相安无事，非常的正常。
If everyone follows these commandments, then we can live in order.
所以这个年日增长呢，是正常的，是非常合乎逻辑的，得到这个结果。
So if the son follows the teachings and commandments of God, it's only natural that he would live longer.
那我们今天呢也是一样的。
Same applies to us today.
上帝不但造了人
，God has not only created humans.
他也让我们人与人之间的关系，他也设定了。
But he's also created laws for the relationships that we have one with another.
比如说，他让我们彼此相爱。
For example, he tells us to love one another.
让我们互相帮助。
To help one another.
如果我们这样去做的话呢，我们在世活的日子呢，不但快乐，而且大家彼此非常的平安。
If we live according to these commandments, we can live in joy and in peace with one another.
所以这样的话，我们活的时间也长。
So we can live longer on this earth.
所以是这个诫命，我们去遵守这个诫命的时候，我们的生命呢就会被延长。
When we follow this commandment, our lives will be prolonged.、
但是当我们看创世纪的时候呢
？But if we look at Genesis,
我们看到了人活的日子越来越短了哈。
We see that people throughout Genesis start to have shorter and shorter life.Spans lives.
天哪，亚当活了多少岁啊
？How many years did Adam live?
Many, many years. 100 something. So 900 something. 亚当活了900多岁的。
Adam lived 900.
应该是936啊，930多岁的。
930。
但是我们今天不要说930岁，活36都挺费劲的。
Well, today, never mind 930 something. It's even hard to get to 30 today.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
当人犯罪之后
，After we sinned,
我们里边就充满了什么
？We are filled with
我们充满了仇恨
，hatred，
嫉妒
，envy，
纷争
，strife， 纷争
，a strife，
yeah，
我们就不那么平安了
，and we destroy the peace。
我们也没有那么多喜乐了。
We no longer live in joy.
我们大家也不彼此相爱了。
We don't love one another.
所以呢，你看我们心里边都是什么呢？没有犯罪之前，我们里边是什么？
Before、
平安喜乐。
Sinning, we were able to have love and peace in our hearts.
当我们犯罪之后，里边充满了什么？这些垃圾一样的东西。
After sinning, we are filled with garbage.
所以你看，人能长寿吗？
It's no wonder that we can't have long lives.
很多的担心，很多的担忧。
So many worries.
很多发怒。
So much anger.
我们想怎么样做，我们就怎么样做。
We do as we please.
比如说，有一个人，他刚二十岁。
Let's say a 20-year-old person.
开车的时候喜欢喝酒。
Likes to drink and drive.
喝酒的时候还喜欢开车。
And he likes to drive and drink.
然后就撞车，就撞死了。
And then he gets into a car accident and dies.
所以他只活了二十岁。
So he only lived 20 years.
他没有遵守这个法则，也没有谨守这个诫命。
He didn't follow the teachings or the commandments that were given.
所以神的话也好，或者说我们讲说神的法则或者诫命也好，可以使我们在世平安。
So God's word, his teachings, his commandments can allow us to live in peace. Following them can.
所以孩子们，你们要学习遵守法则。
So we need to learn to honor these commandments.
这法则不是你自己设立的。
It's not, these aren't commandments that we invented ourselves.
是上帝设立的。
They were created by God.
你不可以说我想怎么活就怎么活，我想怎么过就怎么过。
You can't say, oh, just do whatever I want, I'll live as I please.
我们自己也不能设立法则。
We ourselves are not able to establish commandments.
你设计一个法则，这个后果是非常可怕的。
If you do, then you get a very frightening consequence.
你遵守上帝所设立的法则，就可以使你在世的年数增加。
But if you follow God's commandments, you can live a long life.
并且充满喜乐。
Life filled with joy.
如果你自己试图去设立、创造一个法则的话，
if you try to invent your own laws,
那个结果是非常可怕的。圣经当中记载的有一个人，他就想自己设立一个法则，最后得到了一个毁灭性的结果。
In the Bible, there's an example of someone who tried to establish his own commandments, and the consequence was disastrous.
谁呢？
Who?
谁和他
Aaron
和他 sons 啊、哦，对呀。还有没有谁？亚伦的两个儿子想自己设立法则，最后他们两个死了，对不对？
Aaron's two sons, they decided they wanted to follow their own rules for.
这是很可怕的。
And they died.
还有没有更可怕的？
What's another example?
就是亚当和夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
他们想自己设立法则。
They want to live according to their own principles.
上帝说你不能吃的日子你就必定死。
God told them not to eat the fruit, and the day that they shall eat of the fruit, they will surely die.
他说我为什么不能吃啊？
And they thought, why can't I eat it?
我吃了我就像神一样了。
I can be like God if I eat it.
他就吃了。
So they ate the fruit.
上帝说这个法则是不可以。
God said you cannot break this commandment.
亚当自己设立一个法则说没问题。
Adam created his own rule, it's okay.
那最后的结果是什么呢？
And the consequence.
就是我们大家都在罪里边都要灭亡的。
Was that all of us are in sin.
所有亚当和亚当的后代都要等待审判和咒诅。
Adam and even all of their descendants are now under the wrath of God.
对了
including us、
所以我们自己设立法则后果是非常严重的。
So when we try to establish our own commandments, we get very heavy, very bad consequences.
好了，那么下面要有一件事情要发生了，有一个问题要出现了。你说我们在学习圣经，我们在学习神的法则。
So then you might ask, we're reading the Bible, we're studying the word of God.
但是我上学了之后，我那些同学他们都不懂得这个法则。
But you know, when I go to school, I see my classmates. They don't follow these commandments.
我按照这个法则和诫命去活着，他们不按照这个法则和诫命活着，我是不是很傻呢？
I might live according to God's commandments, but I see they don't live according to these commandments. Does that make me stupid?
有这个问题吧？
That's a question that arises.
你很爱人如己。他就很爱别人 care 其他
okay, let's say there's someone who really loves and cares about other people.
但是别人总是欺负你。
But everyone else bullies her.
你说，哎呀，我是按照圣经的原则我去爱别人。
And she thinks, according to the teachings of the Bible, I love the people around me.
但是他对我不守这个规则法则。
But they don't treat me according to the same principle.
如果我还要这样去爱他们，我不是傻吗？
It'd be really dumb if I were to continue on loving them.
有这个问题吧？所以我们怎么办呢？小弟，我们应该怎么办呢？祷告，祷告，祷告什么呢？怎么祷告？Help for
help and guidance.
Guidance, OK. 给你智慧，怎么和他们相处？好了，问题是我们是不是要因为别人对我们不好，我们就要改变我们的法则？
The question is, should we change the principles by which we live just because other people don't treat us well?
这是个问题。
That's
所以我告诉你
the problem.
答案是不要。
The answer is don't.
不能说别人你恨我，啊，我也得恨你。
You can't think, oh, because someone else hates me, I hate them back.
但是呢，我不会改变我的法则。
I won't change the principles that I live by.
你恨我。
You can hate me.
我依然按照法则去爱你。
But I will still love you as God said, tells me to do in his commandments.
但是必须有智慧。
But you have to proceed with wisdom.
这里就需要有智慧，就好像小弟所讲的，我们需要祷告求神给我们智慧去如何爱他。
We need to pray and ask God to give us wisdom so that we can know how to love these people.
所以当你面对一个不懂这样真理法则的人的时候，
When you come across someone who does not follow these commandments,
你要有智慧。
You need to be wise.
圣经告诉我们一个智慧，就是你不把自己交托给他。
The Bible tells us that we should not hand ourselves over to people like this.
你不要把自己交托给他，给他，你不要给他，这是非常重要的一件事情。
It's a very important question.
举个最简单的例子哈，比如说打你的时候，你需要怎么办？
For example, if you get hit, what do you do?
你需要的是逃跑，而不是跟他打他一拳。
You should run away instead of fighting back.
你也不是说你再接着打。
And you shouldn't say, yeah, continue hitting me.
你需要有的是智慧，不要把自己交托给他。
You need to have the wisdom to not hand yourself over to this evil person.
所以这是个非常重要的。
So it's a very important problem.
如果你爱他，他恨你。
If you love this person, but they hate you.
那如果他有什么需要的时候呢？他如果愿意呢，你还要去帮助他。
When this person has any needs or has needs your help and they let you help, you need to help them.
你比如说，学习很好
，Apple
学霸。
There's someone who's really smart and studies gets really high marks.
所以他们班级有个同学特别嫉妒他。
And there's someone in her class who's really jealous of her.
讲话呢一点都不友好。
And speaks to her very unkindly.
Nancy 说，哼，不友好，我不理你呢，反正我九十九，怕你啥？
And this good student says, oh, I don't care, like, I don't care about how you treat me, whatever, I still have my 99.
要不要这样？
Is that how you should
treat it? 不要这样，这样你就违背了自己的法则。
You shouldn't have that attitude because then you've gone against your principles.
那我们应该如何处理这个问题呢？智慧在哪里呢？
But how do we treat this sort of situation with wisdom?
你要谦谦卑卑的去鼓励他。
You should humbly encourage this person.
而不是你觉得，嘿，我九十九，我这样帮助你，不是的，不是高高在上的去帮助他。
And not think like, oh, well, I have a 99 average. Yeah, okay, I'll help you.
你要去鼓励他。
You don't help them as you're looking down on them, but you need to encourage them.
你要去发现他身上的优点。
You need to see the good traits in this person.
你要试着去欣赏他的优点。Appreciate?
You need to try to appreciate this person's positive traits.
而不是骄傲的那样不理人家，或者骄傲的指点人家。
Instead of just proudly ignoring this person or looking down on this person.
你更不要总是讽刺人家，挖苦人家，就更不好了。
You shouldn't
scorn
at this person.
所以呢，我们学习到法则，孩子们，你们非常要有智慧，要常常求智慧。
So we need to constantly be asking God for wisdom.
因为你们生活的环境当中，大部分人是不懂得这个法则的。
Because most of the people that we live with do not understand these commandments.
而你又不能够因此而改变你的法则。
And that cannot be an excuse for us to change the principles, these commandments by which we live.
当你改变你的法则的时候，
When you turn back on these principles,
你的生命就失去了平安，失去了喜乐，失去了上帝的祝福。
You've given up the peace, the joy, God's blessings in your life.
所以下次祷告会的时候，小弟，你带领我们求智慧哈。我们需要智慧，你们孩子们特别需要智慧，如何来面对这些事情。
So we really need wisdom to know how to face these situations.
好，我们再看第三节和第四节。
Verse 3.
同样又是一个原因，一个结果。
The second section, verses 3 and 4, also follows this construction of cause and effect.
原因是什么呢？说你不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you.
也就是说，你要常常的表现出来你的诚实和慈爱。
Which means that you should constantly be steadfast, be faithful, and express steadfast love.
他说你要把诚实和慈爱呢系在你的颈项上。
Bind them around your neck.
刻在你的心板上。
Write them on the tablet of your heart.
什么叫系在颈项上？
What does it mean to bind them around your neck?
系在颈项上是什么意思？要把诚实和慈爱戴在脖子上，什么意思？
随时记。
随时什么？
随时铭记。
随时铭记，那是刻在心板上，那是随时铭记。心板上的东西能看见吗？
记在颈项上。
啊？给别人看见。
Oh, when you bind them around your neck, it's for other people to see.
你让人看见。
Other people can see this.
但是呢，这个不单单你要给人看见诚实和慈爱。
But not only do you need to show this to other people.
你里边的心板上你也得有诚实和慈爱。
But you need to have these on the tablet of your heart, which is inside.
当你心板上有诚实和慈爱的时候呢，表明你这个镜像上的诚实和慈爱是真的。
When you write them on the tablet of your heart, on the inside, it means that...The steadfast love and faithfulness on the outside are genuine.
如果我们戴在镜像上有一个诚实和慈爱，我们心板上没有，这是假冒为善。
If you have like a sign around your neck that shows steadfast love and faithfulness, but you don't have it in your heart, that's hypocrisy. That's fake.
这样的诚实和慈爱是假的。
That's fake steadfast love and fake faithfulness.
也就是说，如果我们真实的在我们的生活当中和我们生命当中有诚实和慈爱。
If we really do have steadfast love and faithfulness in our lives,
就会导致出来一个结果。
It will lead to an outcome.
它的结果是什么？说你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠。
This outcome is in verse 4. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man.
然后有聪明，也就是说，你不管在神的面前还是在人的面前，都喜欢你。
Find favor and good success, meaning that both God and men like you.
好了，我们要想两件事情。一件事情是什么呢？
We need to pay attention to two things. First one is,
我们是不要装。
We should not. We cannot fake it.
不要有那个虚假的诚实和慈爱。
We should not have superficial, hypocritical, steadfast love and faithfulness.
我们必须心里有诚实和慈爱。
We need to really have these in our hearts.
诚实和慈爱是上帝的品格。
Steadfast love and faithfulness are attributes of God.
我们只有从上帝那里才能够得到。
And we can only get them from God.
我们自己里边没有诚实和慈爱。
We have no steadfast love and faithfulness in ourselves.
必须上帝给我们。
God must give it to us.
心板上的字，人是写不上去的，一定是上帝给你写上去的。
In the same way, we are unable to write on the tablet of our own hearts. It's God who writes on our hearts.
所以我们必须首先，如果我们想让人看到我们的诚实和慈爱
，So if we want people to be able to see our steadfast love and faithfulness，
我们第一件事首先要求上帝，你给我诚实和慈爱。
The first thing we need to do is ask God to give us steadfast love and faithfulness。
否则就是假的。
Otherwise, our steadfast love and faithfulness are fake。
这是第一个我们要学习的，孩子们，你要向上帝来求诚实和慈爱。
So the first thing that we need to learn is that we have to ask God to give us steadfast love and faithfulness.
第二件事要我们看到的是什么呢？
The second thing is,
当我们有这样的里边和外边的诚实和慈爱的时候呢，人家看到我们就是上帝的形象。
When we have steadfast love and faithfulness, both outwardly and inwardly, people will be able to see the image of God on us, in us.
上帝也喜悦我们
，and God will be pleased with us。
世界上的人也喜悦我们
，and people will like us。
你是不是相信呢
？Do you think?
云泽相信不相信
？This is true。
比如说，哎，这个孩子呢，哎呀，我特别讨厌他。
Let's say there's someone that I'm really annoyed with。
为什么呢？这孩子太慈爱了。
Oh, because he's so loving. I hate him。
有没有这样说话的
？Have you ever heard someone say that?
哎呀，小弟。 小弟我特别讨厌他。
Oh, I hate this other person.
因为这孩子太诚实了。
He's such a faithful person. I hate him.
小弟，如果有人这样说话，那是他有问题啊，不是你有问题。
If somebody ever says that, it means that they have issues.
所以讲出这话不是他们两个有问题，是我有问题。
People who are loving or faithful, they don't have problems. It's the person who says this who has problems.
我相信没有人这样说的。
Pretty sure nobody says stuff like that.
所以你不但在上帝的面前，神喜悦你。
Not only is God pleased with you.
你在世人面前也会蒙恩宠。
But you will find favor with man,、with men, with people.
所以孩子们非常非常的重要啊。
So it's very important.
所以你要学习到一点。你没有的，这是你没有的，也是我没有的，我也没有。
So these are things that we do not have.
我们必须求上帝给我们。
We must ask God to give them to us.
你说，哎，我这人还不错的。
Oh, you might think, oh, I'm a pretty good person.
但是你不足够好。
But you're not good enough.
不足够好。你达不到上帝的标准。
You can never attain God's standard.
你说，哎，我这人很慈爱。
You can say, oh, I'm a loving person.
那是你为自己设立了一个慈爱的标准，然后你说我很慈爱。
Well, that's because you've set your own standard for what is love, and then you judge yourself according to that standard.
给你举个简单的例子啊。
Here's an example.
比如说跳高。
When you do a high jump over a stick.、
所以我在你面前我说，哎，我会跳得很高的。
I can tell you, yeah, I can jump really high.
我很骄傲的。
And I'm very proud about it.
你信不信？不信我给你看呢。
If you don't believe me, I'll show you.
我给你看，我就拿个杆儿，我就把它往那一弹，我说你看，哎，它跳过来了。
So I just hold a stick like really low, and then I just kind of skip over it.
看我跳得很高的。
And I say, oh, look, I jump so high.
然后娜娜过来了，说我也可以跳过去的。
And then a seven-year-old kid comes and says, I can jump over that as well.
所以那只是我自己为自己设立的标准，我觉得挺高。
It's just a standard that I've set for myself, and I think that is pretty high.
实际人家建平能跳房子这么高。
But let's say someone else is able to jump over a roof.
这里边所讲的诚实和慈爱是神的品格。
Here, steadfast love and faithfulness are attributes of God.
不是我们自己觉得我们自己好或者是不好。
It's not like whether we ourselves think.If we're good or bad,
这样才能在世人和神面前蒙恩宠有聪明。
We can only find favor and good success in the sight of God and man if it's God's steadfast love and faithfulness.
千万不要以为自己好。
We must not think, oh, we're so great.
你千万不要让诚实和慈爱离开你。
We must not let steadfast love and faithfulness forsake us.
当诚实和慈爱离开你的时候呢
？When they do forsake us,
那些恩宠也好，那些聪明也好，也没了。
That means the favor and the good success will leave with them.
所以非常重要。我们当我们不在人和神面前蒙恩宠有聪明的时候呢
？When we find that we don't have favor and good success in the sight of God and man.
我们通常说，哎呀，上帝啊，为什么发生这个事情？
Normally we'll ask, oh God, why is this happening to me?
我运气不好。
I'm so unlucky.
但是我们很少想到，我们这个不蒙恩宠，没有聪明，他为什么是这样子的？
But we never actually think about why we might not have favor or good success.
所以我们要检查一下我们自己有没有诚实和慈爱。
So we need to examine ourselves to see if we have steadfast love and faithfulness.
不要总怪天怪地。
Don't just blame luck or randomness.
我们今天的孩子呢，总是不喜欢别人批评自己。
Today, especially young people, we don't like it when other people rebuke us or say anything bad about us.
但是我们从来没有想过我是不是真错了。
But we never actually think, oh, are these people right? Am I actually wrong?
这个非常重要的。
That's an important question.
我告诉你一件事情。当你别人责备你的时候，你可以想我是不是错了的时候，你就成长了。
When somebody rebukes you or tells you that you did something wrong,When you ask yourself, did I actually do something wrong? Then you're already maturing.
Yeah. 所以这非常重要的。如果别人一说你，你第一个反应 no.
If somebody rebukes you and your first response is no, you're wrong.
那说明你还没长大。
That means you're very immature.
还是个孩子。
You're a little child.
还不懂得分辨左手和右手。
You can't tell your left hand from your right hand.
好了，下面呢就非常重要的一件事情了。
The next section gives us a very important.
读一下五节和六节。
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths.
啊哈。这是我们今天年轻人很难做到，我们年长的人也很难做到的。所以你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
不可以靠自己的聪明。
And do not lean on your own understanding.
这里告诉我们你要做什么和不要做什么。
This first verse tells us what we should do and what we should not do.
然后呢，你要在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
好了，这是原因。结果是什么呢？他必指引你的路。
And then the outcome, and he will make straight your paths.
好，你想自己走自己的路，还是想让上帝带领你走路？
Do you want to just take your own path, or do you want God to lead you, to guide you?
当然，我们都是让上帝引导路最好了。
Of course, we need God to lead us.
给你们举个简单的例子，现在在加利福尼亚州着火，有很大的山火。
There was a fire in California recently.
整个的山都在着火。
Over the mountains.
请问在那个火里边的人想跑能不能跑出去？
People who are stuck in the fire, are they able to run out and escape?
如果上面有个飞机。
If however there's like a helicopter.
他看到下边哪地方有路，然后他告诉你朝左朝右指挥你走。
The helicopter is above the fire and they can see that there's a path and they direct this person.
因为你在火里边呢，你不知道哪地方没有火。
Because when you're in the fire, you don't know where there isn't a fire.
但是在天上那个飞机呢，可以看到哪地方没有火。
But from above, the person in the helicopter can see where there's no fire.
好了，现在给你一个选择，你是让上边那个飞机上的人指挥你走呢，还是自己往外跑呢？
So are you going to let the person from up there in the helicopter tell you which path to take, or are you just gonna try to run out on your own?
嗯哼。你想选择哪个呢
？Helicopter
person， 为什么呢？
No、
因为他知道。
You would trust in the person in the helicopter because they know which way you take.
你在火里边你不知道。
When you're in the fire, you don't know.
好了，但是人呢有一个最大的问题，
But,
罪人有个最大的问题。
Sinners have a very very big problem.
他总觉得自己知道。
We always think we're right. We always think we know everything.
所以这里告诉我们，不要你要专心仰赖耶和华。
So this verse tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart.
什么叫 trust in the Lord with all your heart? 什么叫专心呢？什么叫 all your heart?
So what does it mean to trust in the Lord with all your heart?
专心，他这里要用你的全心。
Here it specifies that you need to do it with all your heart.
就是没有一点点相信自己的，都相信神。
It means that you don't even rely on yourself a little bit. You completely trust in God.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Don't lean on your own understanding.
也就是你在心里边不要依靠任何一点点自己的聪明。
Which means that in your heart, don't even rely on any little bit of your intelligence.
要完全相信上帝。
You need to completely trust in the Lord.
但是我们人呢，往往觉得呢，我们自己聪明。
But often we will think that we're smart.
我们觉得自己更加的可靠。
And that we're more reliable than God.
比上帝更可靠。
Even more than God.
这就是没有智慧。
That's not wise.
以前的时候我们讲过了，什么样的人是智慧的人
？So before we saw what kind of a person is a wise person.
什么样的人是智慧的人？有智慧的人。翻译一下，
是听神的话，
听神的话的哈，啊，什么样的人是有智慧的人
？What makes somebody a wise person？
啊，跟随上帝的是智慧的，
敬畏耶和华
的， 我告诉大家了，什么是智慧的人？智慧的人就是最智慧的人，就承认自己是愚昧的人，就是智慧的人。
A wise person, essentially, is someone who admits that they're foolish.
什么样的人是愚昧的人呢？
A foolish person is someone who thinks that they're wise.
愚昧的人就是觉得自己挺聪明的人，这人是最愚昧的。
Those people are foolish.
所以骄傲是一种愚昧。
So pride is a kind of foolishness.
也就是说。觉得自己聪明的人就是不能够全心仰赖耶和华的。
So people who think they're wise aren't able to fully trust in God.
这是我们人的特点。
That's something that's characteristic of us as people.
但是罪人偏偏就有这样的特点。
Because we're sinners.
我们就觉得自己挺聪明的。
And we think we're so smart.
但是这里告诉我们一件事情，我们如果能够走一条正确的路
，But here it says if we take a straight path，
啊哈，我们必须要承认我们自己是愚昧的。
In order to take the straight path， we must admit that we are foolish。
我们承认我们是愚昧的，上帝，你说往哪里走，我就往哪里走。
We admit that we're foolish and say God。We'll go wherever you tell us to go.
上帝就必指引我们的路。
And God will make straight our paths.
但是问题这里边有一件事情了。
But there's a problem.
我们很难放下我们自己的聪明。
It's very hard for us to let go of our own intelligence, our own understanding.
当上帝带领我们走一条路的时候。
When God guides us down a path,
我们很难放下我们自己的聪明。
It's very hard for us to put down all of our own understanding.
我们总在想。
We're always thinking.
我们总在判断。
We're always judging our situations.
是否合理。
If they make sense to us.
所以呢，我们不能够常常的认定它。
So we can't.Always acknowledge him in everything we do.
这是我们很大很大的问题。
It's a very big problem that we have.
这里讲到认定他。
To acknowledge him.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是我们不会三心二意的。你说这儿就是这儿，你说这条路就是这条路。
It means that if God says to take this path, then we take it. If he tells us to do this, then we do it.
我们不会三心二意。
We won't, hesitate, doubt,
double-minded.
We won't be double-minded.、Okay.
就是我又想这样，又想这样。
Not like I want to do this, but I do this at the same time.
因为当上帝带领我们走一条路的时候
，Because when God leads us down a certain path,
不一定是你觉得非常满意的。
It might not be something that pleases you, that you are satisfied with.
也不一定是你所有的朋友都同意的。
And the people around you might not agree with it.
而很大程度上，你会发现呢，你自己都会怀疑的。
And in a lot of times, you yourself will doubt what you're doing.
你的朋友也会觉得说不太合理。
Your friends will think it doesn't make sense what you're doing.
你需要做的是什么？
What you need to do is
你要认定他。
Is to acknowledge God.
神说这条路是正的。
God says this is the right way.
那就是正的。
That means it's the right path.
我的感受，我朋友的感受都不重要。
How I feel, how my friends feel, they're not important.
他就必指引你的路。
And he will make straight our paths.
非常重要的。
That's very important.
非常非常重要的。好，你要认定耶和华，认定神。
Acknowledge him.
他就必指引你的路。
And he will make straight your paths.
好，第七、第八。
Verse 7.
所以这里边同样又讲到了，又重复了一遍，说不要自以为有智慧。
Verse 7 tells us again, do not be wise in your own eyes.
你看啊，前面讲到说什么呢？不要依靠自己的聪明。
Verse 5 says, do not lean on your own understanding.
他都讲到了同样一句话 ，your own understanding.
Your own understanding.
你自以为聪明。
You think you're smart.
下面呢，这里说。不要自以为有智慧。
Verse 7, it says, don't be wise in your own eyes.
就是说在你自己的眼睛觉得我很聪明哦。
It means you see with your own eyes and you think that you're so wise.
不要做这件事情，不要觉得自己有智慧，也不要觉得自己聪明。
Don't be like that. Don't think you have understanding. Don't think you're wise.
为什么？
Why not?
为什么？因为答案很简单。因为我们没有智慧，我们真的也不聪明。
Because we don't have wisdom, and really were not smart.
你说我门门课都考一百。
You can say, oh, I got 100 in all my classes.
那也不能说明你聪明，也不能说明你有智慧。
That doesn't mean you're smart, and that doesn't mean you have wisdom.
因为人的一生不是靠考试每门都得一百活着的。
Because you don't live by your grades.
所以这里边再次说了嘛，不要自以为有智慧。
So it repeats.Be not wise in your eyes.
要敬畏耶和华。
But fear the Lord.
就是刚才大家讲的，敬畏耶和华才是真智慧。
Which is what we talked about before. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
然后下边一句话说，要远离恶事。
And turn away from evil.
所以这些经文的意思是什么呢？不要用我们自己的智慧来判断什么是善的，什么是恶的。
So this means we should not use our own eyes to judge what is good and what is evil.
我们要相信耶和华说什么是善的，什么是恶的。
We need to see what God says is good and what God says is evil.
上帝跟亚当怎么说？不要吃，吃就是作恶的。
God told him, God told Adam, do not eat of the fruit, that's evil.
但是亚当和夏娃呢，在一算说，哎呀，吃这个那么好吃。
But Adam and Eve said, oh, it tastes good.
又可以使我们有智慧。
And it can make us have knowledge. It can
为什么不吃呢
？Why not eat it?
上帝真的是这个命令不可理喻。
It doesn't make sense why God would give us a commandment like this.
吃。
Let's eat it.
他以为吃是好的。
They thought it was good to eat it.
上帝说吃是不好的。
But God said it's evil.
于是他们就觉得吃是善的。
So they decided that it was good, that it was right to eat it.
但是在上帝的眼里这是恶的。
But in God's eyes, that was evil.
所以当我们用自己的智慧去判断善恶的时候，你一定错的。
So when we use our own eyes, our own so-called wisdom to discern what is right and what is wrong, we will be wrong.
你必须要看耶和华神说哪是对的，哪是错的。
We must see what God says is evil and what God says is good.
给你举个例子就知道了。
Here's another example.
比如说在加拿大。
In Canada.
同性恋。
Homosexuality.
吸大麻。
Marijuana.
都是合法的。
They are legal.
但是在上帝的眼里这是罪。
But in God's eyes,It's sin.
要审判的。
He will judge. He will condemn these sins.
要被咒诅的。
These people will be punished.
Mm-hmm. Curse.
They will be cursed, condemned.
比如说，以前我们都能够接受撒谎。
Before we didn't think much of lying.
嗯哼，我们觉得甚至有些谎言叫善意的谎言。
We even have something called a white lie.
所以我们觉得。撒谎不是个问题。
So we think that lying is not a big deal.
但是呢，我们知道撒谎在神的眼里呢，也是要受审判的。
But we know that in God's eyes, lying is also a sin that will be condemned. That is condemned.
所以我们看，无论是同性恋也好，吸大麻也好，或者是撒谎也好，这些生活当中的这些事情。
So whether it's homosexuality, smoking pot, or lying, other things in our lives that we come across,
大家都觉得没问题。
And everybody else thinks it's okay.
但是我们今天知道这是有问题的。
But we know that it's not okay.
我们如果要用自己的智慧判断，觉得没问题。
If we use our own wisdom, our own eyes to say there's nothing wrong with these things,
就是谁不撒谎呢
？Who doesn't lie?
但是呢，当我们敬畏耶和华的时候。
But when we fear the Lord,
我们就知道这些是恶的事情。
We will know that these things are evil.
这是罪恶，我们就不去做的。
It's sinful, and we won't do them. They are sinful.
所以我们犯罪了，我们自己都不知道的。
So we commit sin sometimes, and we're not even aware of it.
好了，如果我们敬畏耶和华，远离这些恶事，就会带来一个结果。
So.Fearing the Lord and turning away from evil leads to another outcome.
所以这叫这便医治了你的肚脐，滋润了你的白骨。
Verse 8, it will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones.
这里边他用的是肚脐，他用的是 flesh.
也有 navel.
也有哈。
The Hebrew word it's flesh and it could also mean belly button, navel.
啊哈。这两个肚脐和白骨都是有意义在里边的。
The navel and the bones have a meaning.
我们知道肚脐是什么
？What is your belly button？
肚脐怎么来的
？Where did it come from？
Belly button 是怎么来的？肚脐怎么来的
？Why do we have belly buttons？ Where do they come from？
肚脐是小孩子没有生出来之前，你们还没有生出来之前。
Before a child is born,
和你妈妈连在一起的。
He is connected to his mother by the belly button.
那个孩子在妈妈，你们在妈妈肚子里头，之所以能够存活，就是因为有那个和妈妈连着这个东西。
Babies are able to survive in the womb because they have this umbilical cord that connects to the.
妈妈给你生命当中、成长当中一切的营养。
Through this cord, the mother gives the child all the essential nutrients.
好，当一个孩子生下来之后
，and when the child is born,
这个带子呢就要把它剪断。
We need to cut the cord.
在你身上这个伤疤呢就叫肚脐。
And the scar that you get from removing this cord becomes your belly button.
为什么需要剪断了呢
？Why do you need to cut the cord?
因为你不再需要从妈妈那里获取营养。
Because you no longer need to get nutrients from your mother.
你要用你的嘴吃东西。
You will need to eat with your own mouth.
但是呢，在妈妈肚子里的时候呢
，But while you're in the womb,
那是你生命的源头。
That is your lifeline, literally.
好了，当然，生下来之后
，After you're born,
你知道我们生命的源头在哪里吗
？What is our lifeline?
是在我们骨头里头。
It's in our bones.
骨头里头的东西叫什么呢？叫骨髓。
Bone marrow. We have、
就是骨头里头那个东西，是不是叫什么 bone marrow？ 对，是靠骨髓的。
That keeps us alive.
骨髓会给我们造出血来。
That's what allows our blood to reproduce.
血表明什么？表明的是生命。
And blood is life.
所以生命的源头在哪里？在你的骨头里头。
So our life comes from our from within our bones.
所以这里说，如果我们敬畏耶和华
，So if we fear the Lord，
我们的生命就会有个源头。
Fearing the Lord is our life source.
而且这里说什么呢？会被滋润的。
And it says that it will be healing, and refreshment.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是。你会从上帝那里源源不断地得到你生命所需要的东西。
It means that you get from God, you constantly get from God, everything you need to live.
就好像一棵树。
It's like a tree.
栽在溪水旁。
That's growing by the streams of water.
叶子也不枯干。诗篇第一篇。我们如果一个树种在沙漠里会怎么样？
What happens if there's a tree in the desert?
就干了嘛，就死掉了，因为没有水，因为没有生命的源头。
If a tree is planted in the desert, it will die because there's no water, there's no source for.
但是栽在溪水旁就不一样了，有水。
But if it's planted by a stream of water,
那么就会有下边的结果，你读一下。
It will give us the.
不，这个是诗篇第一篇。
栽
在溪水旁。
Planted by streams of water, it will yield fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，它能够活下去。
It will live and prosper.
而且能够活得非常的兴旺 ，and prosper.
Yeah, it will prosper.
所以这是非常非常重要的，孩子们。
So it's very important.
上帝是生命的源头。
God is our source of life.
你若不与他连结，你就将枯干。
If we aren't connected to him, we will wither.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
So it's very important.
好了，下面我们再看，把第九节、第十节给他讲完。第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and verse 10.
好了，这里说，你要以财物和一切粗俗的土产尊荣耶和华。
Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce.
因为这一切财物和一切粗俗的土产都是从上帝所赐的。
Because your first fruits and your wealth and your produce, they all come from God.
所以你要表达对上帝的感谢。
To express your gratitude.
你要敬重他，把他当作神来敬拜他。
You honor him as God with the stuff that he's given you.
也就是说，我们应该有个感恩的心。
Which means we need to have a grateful heart.
我们的一切都是从神来的。
Everything we have is from God.
你说我很聪明。
You say I'm really smart.
那是上帝给你的聪明。
God made you smart.
你说我很漂亮。
If you say I'm so pretty.
那是上帝把你生成这样。
God made you that way.
你说我是学霸。
If you say, oh, I'm a really good student.
那上帝给你的智慧。
That's because God gave you intelligence.
你说我很有钱。
I have a lot of money.
那是上帝给你能力去赚钱。
God has given you the ability to earn this money.
所以你所拥有的一切。
Everything you have.
你必须按照神的旨意去使用。
You must use it according to God's will.
这叫尊荣耶和华。
That's how you honor the Lord.
上帝为什么给我们聪明？
Why did God give us intelligence?
为什么让你当学霸？
Why did he make you a good student?
是不是让你觉得我学霸？
Is it so that you can feel good about yourself?
Show off yourself?
Show off.
那是做什么的呢？上帝为啥给你这样聪明呢？啊，怎么才能荣耀他呢？哎呀，一百，感谢神，一百，啊，都不瞅别人了。上帝给我们聪明，是要我们去帮助那些不聪明的人。
God has given us intelligence to help those who aren't that intelligent.
而不是让我们用我们的聪明去藐视、看不起那些不聪明的人。
Not so that we can look down on other people.
上帝为什么给我们能力去赚取钱财？
Why did God give us the ability to earn money?
上帝是让我们去帮助那些有需要的贫穷人。
He wants to help the poor, those who don't have the ability to earn money.
上帝为什么让我们长得漂亮？
Why does God make us good looking or beautiful?
让人可以看见我们不但外边漂亮，里边更漂亮。
Oh, so that when they see that we are beautiful on the outside, they will be directed to our inward character, which is also beautiful.
让人可以看到上帝的美是怎么样的美。
So that they can know what God's beauty is like.
所以我们必须要正确的来应用这一切。
So we need to use all of this that God has given us in the right way.
才叫尊荣耶和华。
That's what it means to honor God.
我们如此行的时候。
When we do this.
就是这里英文讲的叫 then.
Then.
就带来一个结果。这个结果是什么呢？就是你必充满，你的仓房必充满有余。
It says, then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine.
你已经有很多的粮食了，现在有更多。
You already have a lot of wealth. Now you're getting more.
然后说你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
It says your vats will be bursting with wine.
弟兄姊妹，你们我们要清醒，孩子们，这不是让你喝酒。
Let's make it clear that this isn't encouraging you to drink alcohol.
因为你知道在以色列那个地方呢。
Back in the day in Israel,
他们那种盛产葡萄。
They produced a lot of grapes.
所以呢，葡萄汁呢是他们最主要的饮料。
Grape juice was their most important drink.
但是如何保存葡萄汁呢
？But how do you preserve grape juice?
把它变成酒。
You turn it into wine.
如果不把它迅速的变成酒，那个葡萄汁就会变酸。
If you don't preserve it, then it'll go bad.
对于他们来说呢？就好像我们今天喝的茶一样。
It's like how we drink tea nowadays.
好了，这里强调了非常有意思，它强调是新酒。
It says here your vats will be bursting with wine.
这里边没有讲到新酒，但是原文的意思当中有新酒的意思。为什么要新酒呢？
新酒是新的。
就是今年的酒。
Oh, so in the original...language, it's not just wine, but it's like new wine.
New wine this year, 新产的酒是不是越早的越好呢？是没错的，越陈的越好。
Okay, older wines are better.
没错的，但是这里告诉我们是新酒盈溢。
But this means here it says that it will our vats will be bursting with new wine.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是丰收，今年就丰收。
It means there was a really big harvest this year.
就是每年都丰收。
Every year, they're on.
我们今天也一样。你说，哎，我是学霸。Nancy, 别看你是学霸，我也是学霸。
You can say today I'm a great student.
我是1980年的学霸。
Someone else might be a good student from 1980.
老学霸。
An older good student.
现在我就不如他。
Maybe it's not as smart as the other student.
我讲一句话，你不用翻译。
Okay.
中国人说好汉不提当年勇。老酒了，你那是老酒，老话不用提了。你今天不行了，对吧？你头发白了，你跑步你都跑不了，对吧？所以呢，新酒的意思是说现在。 新酒的意思说是现在。
The new wine means that it's what you have today.
所以说无论说仓房充满有余或者说新酒盈溢。
So whether it be the barn being filled with plenty or the vats bursting with wine.
意思就是说耶和华的祝福神的祝福很多很多。
It carries the same meaning that God's blessing upon you is very great.
当我们去敬畏耶和华的时候。
When we honor the Lord.
当我们按照耶和华所赐给我们的诫命我们去生活的时候。
When we live according to the commandments that he's given us.
当我们按照神的心意去使用神所赐给我们一切的时候。
When we use all the gifts that God has given us according to his will.
你不会变得越来越少。
We won't find ourselves lacking.
你会变得越来越多。
But rather, we'll find that we have more and more.
因为我们是按照上帝的旨意在生活。
Because we are living according to the will of God.
我们不但年日延长。
Not only will our days be prolonged.
在我们一生的年日当中还会充满平安和喜乐。
But during all these years, our lives will be filled with peace and joy.
所以当我一看到你们这些年轻孩子的时候呢。
So when I see all of you young children.
我就特别高兴。
I'm very happy.
因为你们都会比我们这些年长的呢多几十年的平安和喜乐的生活。
Because you will have a few decades more of a peaceful and joyful life.
但是有一个条件。
But there's a condition.
你必须敬畏耶和华。
That you must honor the Lord.
你必须敬畏神。
That you must fear the Lord.
你必须去认识他。
You must know him.
你必须要放弃你自己以为自己所有的聪明。
You have to let go of all your own like intelligence or understanding.
你必须承认你自己是愚昧的。
You have to admit that you're foolish.
否则你就得不到。
Otherwise, you won't be able to get these blessings.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。还记不记得我们今天讲这个 main topic 叫什么
？So our theme for today is.
还记不记得？智慧就是认定耶和华。
Wisdom is to acknowledge God.
就是他所说的一切都是对的。
To know that everything that he says is right.
他借着圣经向我们所讲的一切的话都是对的。
Everything that he tells us through the Bible is right.
不要以为自己聪明去怀疑他。
And we must not think that we're smart and doubt what he says.
更不要觉得自己有智慧去违背他。
And we shouldn't think we're wise and go against.
否则会带来很严重的后果。
Because that would lead to a very, very serious consequence.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。